Today in Science from Wired.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Today's edition is presented by TD Ameritrade. When it comes to investing education, one size doesn't fit all. TD Ameritrade helps you learn, whether you're just starting out or an elite trader. Choose from articles, videos, webcasts, and more. Visit tdameritrade.com/education. A roadless trip in a 3D-printed solar-powered snow rover by Megan Multaney. Antarctica is the driest, highest, windiest, and, of course, coldest continent. Since it's nearly uninhabitable for humans, it's also the cleanest. That makes it the perfect place to launch an odyssey aimed at persuading people to curb their plastic pitching habits. In late November, Dutch couple Lisbeth and Edwin Tervelde were preparing to set out on a 3,000-mile roadless trip across the world's most treacherous landscape, from Union Glacier Base Camp to the South Pole and back. Their ride is a 52-foot-long solar-powered snow rover, partially 3D-printed from waste plastic. Neither traveler was an experienced engineer, but 2 years ago, starting with plastic from their trash bin and a commercial 3D printer, Edwin designed a lightweight, honeycomb-shaped block he dubbed the Hex Core. He partnered with custom material makers Dufour and Innofil 3D to jigsaw 4,000 of them into the hull of this Solar Voyager, which is 15% upcycled plastic. The electric vehicle is powered by 10 solar panels, which eke out enough energy to propel it forward at up to 5 miles per hour. The plan is for the Terveldes to take turns driving their plastic contraption 24 hours a day, sleeping in shifts. With no heating elements inside the rover, all the solar energy goes to forward locomotion, temperatures may plummet well below zero. That's part of the experience. There is joy in the discomfort, Edwin says. If all goes well, the plastic pirates will complete their journey in early January. Here are some of the key technologies that keep Solar Voyager going in frigid conditions. Infrared windows. Self-heating polycarbonate keeps the windows from freezing over. Solar vacuum tubes. 6 steel tubes sheathed in vacuum-sealed glass are used to melt snow and boil water. In full sunlight, the pipes can reach more than 600 degrees Fahrenheit. Solar panels. These produce a maximum of 3,500 watts of energy. Balloon tires. The 4-foot-tall rubber tires are bolstered by polyethylene netting. Bulletproof bottom. The vehicle's underside is fortified with a super-strong fiber called Tuaron, which is frequently used in armored vehicles and anti-ballistic vests.
From PRX.